Game number 63 for the Boston Celtics at home versus the New York Knicks. This is the Celtics pregame show on CLNS Radio. Thanks for tuning into CLNS Radio here on the 4th of March, 2016. I am Larry H. Russell, to be later joined by Mark Berman, Knicks beat writer for the New York Post, to get ready for tonight's contest at the TD Garden, where the 25-37 New York Knicks take on the 37-25 Boston Celtics. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and tonight's telecast will air locally on Comcast Sportsnet New England and 98.5 FM, the Sports Hub, here on the local airwaves. The Celtics enter the game as 9-point favorites, over-under of 210. Tonight's officials are Mark Davis, Tony Brown, and Mitchell Irvin. Louis Amundsen for the Knicks is questionable with an illness, while Anthony Early for the Knicks and Kelly Olynyk for the Celtics remain on the shelf, nursing long-term injuries. James Young is also questionable for the Boston with a calf strain. The Celtics are winners of 12 straight games at home after a blowout of the Portland Trailblazers back on Wednesday. The Celtics can wrap up a perfect homestand by beating the struggling Knicks, who have won 5 total games since beating the Celts to get to 500 on January 12th. The Knicks are led by interim head coach Kurt Rambis after firing Derek Fisher midseason. New York's last game was on Tuesday, so those very Blazers who Boston beat the next night. The Knicks are led by Carmelo Anthony, who leads across the board in points, rebounds, assists, steals, minutes, and efficiency. Rookie standout Kristaps Porzingis, whose play has declined recently, is second on the team in scoring and efficiency. New York comes into the game the league's 19th-ranked offense and the 20th-ranked defense based upon efficiency. For a more in-depth look at the Knicks, let's go to the wall and speak to those butterside downers. Mark Berman, New York Knicks beat reporter for the New York Post. Our segment with Mark is brought to you by SeatGeek. Have you ever been frustrated trying to buy tickets online? Most sites make it complicated, and they all try to sneak in huge fees at checkout. That is why you need to try SeatGeek. They've made it easier than ever to buy and sell sports and concert tickets. Listeners of this show get a $20 rebate on their first SeatGeek purchase. A big fat Andrew Jackson back your way. How do you do it? Download the free SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code and enter promo code CelticsBeat. That's CelticsBeat, all one word, CelticsBeat, no space, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. What a deal. Download the free SeatGeek app to claim your $20 rebate today. Mark, the Knicks beat the Celts at MSG on January 12th. Got them to 500. However, that was seemingly the high watermark of the season for the Knicks. They went on a long losing streak shortly thereafter, fired Derek Fisher, have just 2 total wins in the last 6 weeks. I know it's New York, so there's a tendency to overreact, but has it really been as bad as it looks down there?
Yeah, it's been an unmitigated disaster, even rivaling the disappointment of last season when they were 17-65. Carmelo even made a remark saying that this is even worse because they had such high hopes as recently as 5 weeks ago. And to see it turn so quickly has been very disappointing to Melo, and his frustration is showing. I never expected them to drop like this. I thought they were playing great team basketball, and Derek Fisher was doing a decent job, and the fans in New York and Phil Jackson didn't appreciate it.
Well, at the same time, you could possibly say they may have been overachieving at that point. They were 20-20, and yes, you know, Derek Fisher was doing a good job at that point. But there's still no way to say that this possibly could have been a year of progress in New York City. You know, can we possibly say that? Yes, despite the fact the Knicks have really fallen off since the first third of the season. They've got Porzingis in the fold, and he's shown he was worth that fourth overall pick and then some. They're still going to win a lot more games than they did last year. You don't think at any way at all this is a positive year, or there's still too many clouds over the organization that in your mind could possibly prohibit the Knicks from making the necessary progression?
I mean, if you're a lawyer for the Knicks or on their PR staff, you could possibly build a case that there's a lot of progress. And it would center on Porzingis mostly. He was a revelation, although he has hit the wall and did not win Rookie of the Month for February. So he's tailed off a bit. But we all think that, you know, he will definitely be an all-star, and the hope is he'll be a superstar. So, yeah, you could build that case, but then the whole Carmelo issue with his left knee and his mood, and does he want to be here long-term? There's no coach right now. Is there enough around Did he make enough free agent signings this past summer that worked out? Robin Lopez worked out. No one else really worked out well. And the overwhelming concern is this free agency upcoming. Do they have enough selling points as the third worst team in the Eastern Conference to draw a Kevin Durant? Probably not. Mike Conley, he's been a winner in Memphis for a while. Does he want to take that many steps back? Even a Rajon Rondo, they need a point guard. So free agency will determine how disastrous this season is. If they don't do well in free agency, you could definitely stamp this season as another disaster.
Mark Berman, Knicks beat reporter for the New York Post. Mark, do you mind, before we get to tonight's game, do you mind quickly giving our audience a little scouting report on Kristaps Porzingis, who has, I mean, while he has sort of slipped a little bit since the beginning of the season, do you mind just giving the audience a very quick scouting report on his game?
Well, obviously at 7'3", to see this guy do these things like drain three-pointers, spin to the basket, off the dribble, you know, he has a decent low post game, could be better. But offensively, it's a joy to watch him. You know, his shot hasn't been always on, but, you know, he could hit from 30 feet out, and his form is terrific, but he has tired legs at this point, so he's been missing a little more than usual. But it's defensively where, if you would have asked me 5 weeks ago, I'd be saying he's in the middle of everything. He's blocking shots. He's rebounding. Well, that was the case until about late January, and his rebounding totals have declined, and his shot blocking has declined. But, you know, before he hit the wall, he was just an enormously successful shot blocker. He's got great timing and a really stout rebounder and good defender. But as February rolled on, you know, he definitely slipped on the defensive end. But offensively, to see a 7'3" guy do what he does, it's a joy for Knicks fans. And that's why they were so excited when they were a 500 team, knowing that Kristaps was emerging as a potential superstar.
I want to talk about how that translates to tonight's game. Boston is playing very well, but teams, particularly right after the All-Star break, have shown you can beat the Celtics with big guys like the Jazz and the Timberwolves did. The Bucks almost did it with Monroe. I know Porzingis isn't exactly the most traditional big man, in fact, but he is 7'3". Not many on the Knicks could exploit that weakness that the Celtics do have. Do you see that?
Because alongside Porzingis, you got the 7-footer Robin Lopez, who has emerged as one of the few bright spots of the season, along with KP, as a low-post threat. You know, the problem is they haven't meshed well together when they're on the court together. They both could post up, and when Lopez is getting all the low-post touches, sometimes Porzingis falls away. But yeah, they could exploit Boston. You know, obviously the Knicks backcourt is atrocious, and they can't stop Isaiah Thomas, and that's where Boston has the big edge, and that's why Boston has had more success this season against the Knicks. They haven't been able to stop Thomas or any of their guards, really. But up front, they have to win the game with Melo and Lopez and Porzingis, which is a darn good front line if they could ever get a backcourt to match it and a deeper bench.
Lastly, just easiest way to get you out of here on this, how do you see it playing out tonight with that in mind?
Yeah, well, I honestly think the Knicks right now, mentally, they don't have a lot of confidence in themselves. And, you know, this is a tough place to play, Boston, and they got to stop Isaiah. And, you know, Calderon seems to be regressing, and defensively at the perimeter, they just haven't been good. I don't see a victory for the Knicks tonight.
Mark Berman, Knicks beat reporter for the New York Post. You can follow Mark on Twitter at @NYPost_Berman. Mark, thanks so much for joining CLNS Radio.
Oh, anytime. Thanks a lot.
Some history between these two teams, despite the Knicks' win on the 12th of January, which has been referenced for the third time in this show now, if I believe, maybe even the fourth. The Celts have taken 5 of the last 6 from the Knicks, including the most recent meeting at Madison Square Garden, in which the Celtics were victors by the score of 97-89. This is the final meeting of the season. Boston's won 2 of the 3 so far, including the only game played in the Garden back on December 27th. Projections have the Celtics 72% of simulations. But what does that mean? Well, who knows, but time to go to the draft pick watch. Dallas Mavericks losers last night to the Sacramento Kings at home, 104-101. Dallas remains sixth in the West and three full games up on the loss column inside the NBA's postseason. The Mavs are off tonight and tomorrow before heading to Denver to face the Nuggets on Sunday. The T-Wolves, they're on the board for tonight in Milwaukee. Losers to the Wizards at home back on Wednesday. The Wolves still currently will be conveying 35th overall draft pick to the Celtics, but most importantly are two games in front of the Nets after they picked up a crucial loss, the Nets being a crucial loss on Tuesday to the LA Lakers thanks to D'Angelo Russell's 39 points. Brooklyn's lost their last two out west after defeating the Jazz back on Saturday night. They currently sit as the fourth worst team in the NBA after Phoenix lost yet again last night. The Nets are back at it tonight in Denver for a 9 p.m. tip. Programming information on behalf of the network, home game. So that means the Garden Report rolls along, the only post-game show shot on the Garden floor after the game, and equipped with raw and uncut locker room videos in crystal clear high definition, available at youtube.com/CLNSradio. That's youtube.com/CLNSradio. Ticket giveaway March 23rd against the number two team in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors. They come to Boston in a few weeks. How to win tickets? Got to enter into the drawing, so here's how to do it. Subscribe, rate, and review Celtics Beat on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review Celtics Beat on iTunes. You can't leave a review without a subscription, and you need to leave a review so we can see you to get your name into the hat. So again, subscribe, rate, and review Celtics Beat on iTunes, and you're in the drawing. The drawing will be on the March 20th edition of Celtics Beat, so that is in just a few weeks. Get in now by subscribing, rating, and writing a review for Celtics Beat on iTunes. We'll be back here in this space tomorrow as the Celts are in Cleveland in a rematch with the Cavs. Joining us will be ESPN's Dave McMenamin. What will tomorrow mean as a revenge game for the Cavs? Will Boston be riding a winning streak into the queue? We'll find out in a few hours as the Celts have a task at hand tonight. New York is in Boston. We thank Mark Berman for offering up his time today. And we thank you for listening, as always, for today's Boston Celtics pregame show with LHR on CLNS Radio. This is LHR signing off.